Yeah, obviously communication's hard when you're on the racetrack. I'm just wondering how Huey Bowman and our listeners as well, Loz, and viewers, how he weighed out heavy and we weren't aware of it, and then he weighed in heavy and he's been suspended for being a kilo over. Adam Pengelly may well know. Hi, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Yeah, guys, that was probably one of the big stories coming out of the race yesterday was Huey Bowman had a really bad day with the stewards, and probably the biggest one of his three charges stemming from the Melbourne Cup was his coming back to scale 1 kilo overweight. So just to clarify that, TK, when he did weigh out, he was fine. He was within the allotted half a kilo range that they give riders from their allotted weight. But when he came back, he was almost a kilo overweight. So
how's that happen?
Well, I was in the stewards room, TK, for most of the afternoon after the Melbourne Cup yesterday, and Huey basically said, I've got no explanation. He basically said, listen, I don't know how it's happened. Obviously, he was trying to ride on his absolute minimum weight yesterday on Mamelo on the Melbourne Cup. We know Huey's more of a heavyweight rider. He can't get down to some of those lower weights. And he had pushed himself to ride Mamelo, I think at 55 or 55 and a half his weight was for the Melbourne Cup. And Huey did mention saying it was a long time between races leading up to the Melbourne Cup. So I'm
He's probably had a sip of water.
Rehydrated
himself.
Well, it could be absolutely anything, guys. And
yeah.
For your benefit, he did come into the stewards room at one stage just before the inquiry really ramped up, and he was saying that he had a chamois on him to help sort of wipe down Marmelli, which he obviously carried with him throughout the race. And he was saying that the chamois was a lot wetter came back to scale after the race as opposed to when he went out to the track. So he later withdrew that submission to stewards, saying, listen, I apologise for making that statement. I want to withdraw that submission. But in his mind, it might have contributed to a couple of ticks. But yeah, Huey basically put his hands up in front of stewards and said, listen, guys, I've got no explanation why it's happened. Obviously, it's not great. And stewards, as part of that, handed him a pretty big suspension.
Are you still allowed to ride tomorrow? Is that right?
Yes. So he's riding on Oaks Day, Laurie. Yeah, he's riding on Thursday, but he's going to miss 35 meetings in total, which basically equates to a month. So that was combined from coming to scale overweight. He had a whip breach as well for using the whip. I think it was 12 times before the 100 metres on Marmelo, which is 7 more than allowed. Then he had a careless riding suspension out of the race as well when he shortened up the Japanese horse coming around the home turn. So Huey will be on the sidelines for a month. He's going to miss Stakes Day this week. We had a couple of nice Group 1 rides on Brave, Smash and Latrobe. He's going to miss an engagement in Hong Kong on Sunday week. He's going to miss the Japan Cup, which was planned to go back towards the end of the month.
Jeez.
Ride in Japan to miss his Japan Cup crown. He'll be back in early December.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big suspension. But I suppose the bigger the race, the bigger the suspension.
Yeah.
Kieran McAvoy, though, third Melbourne Cup. What a performance. What a ride.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it, Laurie? He's only one behind Bobby Lewis and Harry White as the most successful Melbourne Cup winning jockey. When you consider Kieran, I think he's 38 years old at the moment. He's riding at the peak of his powers, you would have thought, in the last 2 or 3 years. You'd like to think, touch wood, he's still got a fair few years in front of him. So there's no reason whatsoever why Kieran can't equal that record, perhaps even beat it down the line for being the most successful jockey in Melbourne Cup history. He's such a patient rider. So he's just a go-to man, isn't he, for these really big, high-pressure races. He's won the first two Everest. He won two of the last three Melbourne Cups. And that ride on Cross Canada yesterday, guys, he just didn't panic at all, did he? He got his horse into his rhythm. There were so many question marks about Cross Canada, given he was so inexperienced. He hadn't even seen a wet track on race day in his life. And Kieran just got him into a nice rhythm. He took a little bit of time to shove out and find some clear galloping room in the straight there. But once he did let down really well, I think it's probably going to be the last time, I'd say, guys, we're going to see some of these Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds coming down to the Melbourne Cup with just 51 kilos. Obviously, Charlie Appleby's followed a pretty similar path to what Rekindling and Joseph O'Brien did last year. I think Greg Carpenter will be awake to that next year, expecting to get a bit more weight in the race.
And just quickly, mate, can you give us assessment of Yucatan and assessment of Magic Circle?
Yeah, a few punters might not have heard, TK, that Yucatan pulled up lame after the race there yesterday, so he was mildly lame, probably a reason for his failure. He travelled okay in the race, but just let down for James McDonald. And Magic Circle, who had traded favouritism with Yucatan throughout the afternoon, pulled up with a burst blood vessel, guys. I think they call it EIPH in the stewards' report, so he had excuses there as well. So the two favoured runners both had a few issues in the run, and unfortunately that contributed to their poor performance yesterday.
We'll get your thoughts on Oaks Day tomorrow morning.
Thanks, boys. I'll speak to you in the morning.